Penguin Audio presents Lover Avenged by J.R. Ward. Read by Jim Frangione.
1. The king must die. 4 single-syllable words. One by one, they were nothing special. Put together, they called up all kinds of bad shit. Murder. Betrayal. Treason. Death. In the thick moments after they were spoken to him, Revenge kept quiet, letting the quartet hang in the stuffy air of the study, 4 points of a dark, evil compass he was intimately familiar with. "Have you any response?" Montrag, son of Rem, said. "Nope." Montrag blinked and fiddled with the silk cravat at his neck. Like most members of the Glimera, he had both velvet slippers firmly planted in the dry, rarefied sand of his class, which meant he was just plain precious, all the way around. In his smoking jacket and his natty pinstriped slacks and... shit, were those actually spats? He was right out of the pages of Vanity Fair, like 100 years ago. And in his myriad condescensions and his bright frickin' ideas, he was Kissinger, without a president when it came to politics, all analysis, no authority. Which explained this meeting, didn't it? "Don't stop now," Rev said. "You've already jumped off the building. The landing isn't getting any softer." Montrag frowned. "I fail to view this with your kind of levity." "Who's laughing?" A knock on the study's door brought Montrag's head to the side, and he had a profile like an Irish setter. All nose. "Come in."